With the threat of American tariffs looming, the Canadian government is looking to shore up a key component of the tariff talks. This week, the country's government proposed spending $1.3 billion on border security over the next 6 years. President-elect Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to slap a 25% tariff on Canadian goods coming into the United States if Canada does not stem the tide of migrants crossing the northern border. Trump is also insisting that both Canada and Mexico try to stop the flow of fentanyl from entering the U.S. A bilateral initiative currently exists between the U.S. and Canada that aims to combat the trafficking of opioids, such as fentanyl. It stipulates coordinated law enforcement and border security cooperation. Lawmakers in Canada have committed to spending at least $80 million on border security by March 2025. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc says the upgrades to border security will materialize before Trump takes office on January 20th. LeBlanc says there will be more boots on the ground and drones and helicopters patrolling from the skies. More than 5,500 miles of land make up the U.S. and Canadian border.